Chaffetz told the media Thursday that he has not ruled out the possibility of leaving office before January of 2019. Herbert says that an early resignation would mean a hurried special election cycle.
It says we will conduct a special election. That means we'll conduct an election and we'll go through the same process you would do for a regular election. It'll be held at a different time of the year. That's why it's extraordinary. That's why it's special. So that means delegates will have to get together and they'll have the convention process for anybody who wants to run. That may require a primary, and then we'll have a general, as it were, in a constricted, I guess, time frame. But that's if it happens. I'm hopeful that Congressman Chaffetz will stay there to the rest of his term.
Chaffetz chairs the House Oversight Committee, which is tasked with being the House of Representatives' investigative committee. Opponents have criticized Chaffetz for not looking into alleged ethical abuses by President Donald Trump. One Republican who could succeed Chaffetz is current Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. Herbert says that Cox would make a talented congressman if he chose to run.
I think that Spencer Cox is doing a great job as Lieutenant Governor. And he's an outstanding talent. He comes from rural Utah. He's a business person. He's an attorney. And really has a wealth of experience in local government. He's worked his way up, and he's doing it the right way. He is a talent no matter what he would decide to run for, whether it's Senate, whether it's, in fact, Congress, or whether he wants to run for governor some future time. He hasn't talked to me about it.
Chaffetz was first elected to Congress in 2008. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.